And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio are a couple of old-timers who are going to introduce themselves. You'll surely recognize their voices. Here to talk about the monthly grind.
Well, good morning. I'm Ted Howard.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Budd.
All right. Well, you guys are here to talk about the monthly grind, which is entering its 21st season, and you've been there from the very beginning. Talk about the history a little bit. How did this get started, and what exactly is it?
Well, I think the history goes back to I arrived from Ketchikan, and they've been doing the monthly grind there for, I don't know, half dozen years, and I liked it there, and I thought it would be fun to try to do it here, so I contacted, I don't know how we ever ran into each other, but Fiona Ferguson and Ted and Doug Barnt and Tina
Johnson.
Yeah. And we just began, and we fumbled and stumbled along, and it just grew and grew, and people came to enjoy it. And so now this is our 21st year.
And you've been doing it every year since?
Right. October through April.
October through April. So you skip the tourist visitor months.
Yes.
Correct.
Well, the 21st season kicks off on Saturday, October 10th. What can people look forward to?
They can, producers. So Cammie Daniels and I are the producers for this one, and so it's exciting for a couple of reasons, because Cammie's just started to participate. So we're always looking for people to help and get involved in whatever way. And it should be a really good show. It should be an eclectic show. Originally, it was when we met, we were going to have the Back to the Future grind, but the person that was going to produce that was going to be out of town, so it became the Back to the Future Alaska Day grind. So we'll have seven different acts, and whether they have anything related, I think some of them will, and maybe some of them won't. We'll find out. You'll have to come there to find out. I can tell you what the acts are if you'd like.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to have Not College as a group. Sitka Spruce.
I think the Not College are local people who are not going to college this year. They should be their freshman year, maybe, if they were going to go to college, but they decided not to.
Yeah. They're going to take a gap year.
It's the gap year band.
Yeah. So they said their name was the Not College. And the Sitka Spruce Celtic Dancers and the Forget Me Nots. And then there'll be the Sitka Students of, Sitka Silkies and the Students of Sitka Cirque, which is the silk people. Delirium Child, which is Mount Edgecombe High School band, and they're always fun, the Sitka Studio Dance. And then the Parish of the Pacific, the Melodrama, will do a one act just from the show as a teaser.
So I always describe the grind to people from out of town as a big community talent show. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it started out as kind of a glorified open mic, and then we had to really kind of beat the bushes to get people to sign up for the acts. And now, you know, we have a full setup, full lineup, a couple months before the grind is set up already. But it is a talent show for the city. It's
and great. So originally, though, it was hard to get people involved, and now people are just beating down your door.
Right.
Well, not quite, but we're always, like we were talking earlier, but we're always looking for people. If they want to participate, they could call Ted or I. Is it Ted or I or Ted or me, whatever the correct English is. And we would be happy to, and we can get them to the producers, et cetera.
Well, what's the philosophy behind the grind?
We stole that from Ketchikan, too. They did it family-oriented, affordable, and non-political, because at the time they started it, there was a lot of acrimony, I guess, between those. The logging industry was going down, and they wanted everybody to feel comfortable. So they said, we're not going to have any kind of political part of the grind, and it just made sense, and it seemed to work here, too.
And so, for the most part, that's what those are. But you usually do, these days, one political show?
Well, we used to do, like, a grown-up one, mm-hmm. and then it kind of, like, it just wasn't what we were thinking about. And so we're not doing that anymore. But the Arts Council is doing the Sitka version of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me that has part of that. But maybe we'll sometime do a political grind where we'll warn people. And so if they don't want to hear politics, don't come.
Yeah, you know, the coming of the grind is like the changing of the seasons.
Yes.
In Sitka. Looking back over the years, what are some of your favorite acts or favorite moments?
Oh, one of my favorites is when Joe Montagna was, he channeled Joe Cocker doing A Little Help from My Friends, the Woodstock version. And he was in costume. The band had the whole arrangement down pat, and it was wonderful, standing ovation time. And there are very few standing ovations at the Grind, but he was one of the few.
That was awesome. And I, speaking of channeling, the one time we did an Elvis Grind, and when Rex Garber was here, this has been, I don't know, 10 or more years or 15 years maybe even, he channeled Elvis, and he had an outfit. And at first he was kind of nervous, but as the show went on, he totally got into it. And it was, and I think that was the Grind where the, I think Chief Miller came and said, you guys need to start selling tickets because you have too many people. We had like 400 people in the community house or something like that. I think the statute of limitations is over. So, but it was a good show, and Rex did awesome.
Well, speaking of tickets, how much are they and how do people acquire them?
They're still $5 for adults, what, a dollar for under 12 or
right,
something like that?
$1.
Free if you bring a plate of homemade, emphasis on homemade, and Oreos are not homemade.
Do you have some cheaters sometimes?
Once in a while.
So you must buy the tickets ahead of time so we can make sure that we're under the fire limit, and then you get your $5 refunded when you bring a homemade dessert.
And yeah. It's at the Shikaquan Nakahiri.
That's correct.
Almost always. We do this year the Whale Fest Grind was usually at the Centennial Building, and it's on a Friday. All the grinds are on Saturday except the Whale Fest one, and that will be at the Performing Arts Center this year.
Okay.
Due to the construction.
That's November.
Yeah.
And it's once a month. Can you just briefly go over what the season's going to look like?
There'll be one in December. I think I'm the producer for that.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be a holiday thing. And then January is Charlie.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, I'm going to do a fiddle grind in February, and we have the stage full of fiddlers. Usually all the little kids come out and play, and I have a fiddle-oriented acts.
I forget what March is. I know that April's going to be Artie Gras Grind, and that'll be at the Performing Arts Center as well.
Okay, so some themed, some not themed.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
we just forget.
So you started this quite a long time ago. What did you learn through the years about Sitka's art scene?
Oh, it's so varied, and there's so many people with talent, and so many people who can... have hidden talent. You see them walking down the street and you don't know that they have a huge voice, or they have a comic sense that just, you know, will lay out in the aisles. Like Tina Johnson, good gracious.
Oh, yeah.
When she did Slime Line Barbie, and what was the other one?
Oh, the Bus Driver Barbie.
Oh, for the tourist Bus Driver Barbie. Oh, my gosh, she is hilarious. And she's just quiet, unassuming, walking around town, and she's got this huge sense of humor.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, if people want to get involved again, how can they contact you?
My number is 747. This is Ted. 747-5482.
This is Jeff. And sometimes people say, Jeff, wow, you did a great radio show, and they're really listening to Ted. And I always go, thanks. And my phone number is 747-4821. And also, you can get the tickets in advance at Old Harbor Books, but
yes,
you can't get them until it's 2 weeks in advance.
Right.
And they
right.
sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And you
I
usually
have to go down
today
and bring in more change.
Okay. So. Any other things you'd like to mention? Share with
We're still looking for people if they would like to be part of this producers thing. So we meet usually about a month. We have a list of all the things we do that we have to do, and we divide them up, and we scatter and go do them.
So yeah. You're looking for people who'd like to help out as producers.
Sure. Or in organizing, mm-hmm. or helping set up the stage, or taking tickets. It's always fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have time for another favorite one?
We sure do. Please
another
share.
One of my favorite ones was when, this is a long time ago too, Randy Sardella and I think Bill Eblin, I forget who else, and it was the wedding?
Newlywed game.
The newlywed game. And it was a spoof, of course. And somebody was wearing a bus driver outfit for that as well. That was a good one. And then Ted was reminding me about the Poetry Brats, and there's just been a bunch of good ones. You never know. And the good thing, I think, is if you don't like it, wait 7 or 8 or 9 minutes. It'll be over. And there'll be another thing. So.
Well, and the thing is that it's a pretty friendly audience.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a little nervous, that's okay.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. Sitka has a great, great sense of audience participation. They're really welcoming. And sometimes this is the first time people have been on stage, and they're a little nervous, and the crowd just makes it feel so at home.
Yeah, this is a welcoming community.
Well, the kickoff for this year's season of The Monthly Grind is Saturday, October 10th. What time do doors open?
6:30, shows at 7, and we're generally done by 9 o'clock-ish.
Thereabouts.
Okay. And it's for little, you know, it's a family friendly, like we said, family oriented, non-political, affordable, $5. The real struggle we have, and I guess the hardest thing the MCs have to deal with, is children that are a little bit loud. And so we ask parents if your kids are being a little bit loud or whatever to take them back by the bathrooms or whatever, because it's distracting to other audience members and to the performers. That said, you know, it's a family show too, so and we try to walk that balance.
And you're guaranteed to get good desserts. At intermission, we have just a row of tables filled with desserts that people brought. And I think one of the hardest things is to keep people from hitting the desserts before intermission time.
But so the struggles and the triumphs of the Sitka Monthly Grind. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Melissa. Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Jeff Budd and Ted Hauer, producers of the Sitka Monthly Grind, kicks off Saturday, October 10th at the Sheetka Kwan Nakahiti.